Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and a cranberry happy Thanksgiving to you all. Gobble, gobble. Today, our episode is stuffed with goodies, and I'm not pulling your leg. Let's hop on the gravy train, woo woo, and keep abreast of what's piping hot in the theater world. Don't whine about it. Make a wishbone, because we're here for you on Broadbasted. I mean, Broadwasted. So join the parade, because we're on top of the world as everything is golden. Let's carry the banner as we seize the day once and for all. The bottom line is that we need to watch what happens. This podcast should be everlasting, but we're not reinventing the wheel here.
How long did that take you?
Oh, my God. Strong work.
Are you done? Sorry.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How long did that take you?
Either too long or not enough time.
Okay. So three days.
So, yeah, I've been working that all year. Joining us today are the usual partners in crime, including Kevin, King of New York Jager.
Hello.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us today is a guest who, if you haven't seen on Broadway, you haven't been getting out of the house very much. His Broadway credits include Beauty and the Beast, Seussical, Mary Poppins, Crutchy and Newsies, and Tuck and Tough Everlasting. He is also the force behind the acclaimed web series Submissions Only. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Hooray.
Andrew Keenan Bolger.
You guys. Great to be here.
Welcome. We're very happy to have you.
Oh, amazing. I'm excited to get Broadwasted.
Yes.
Yes.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, yes. To you and all your fam.
Thank you.
Yep.
Fam-damly.
Our hashtag mom and dads of the show will really enjoy that.
Aw.
They'll be really excited.
Yes.
You can follow Andrew on Instagram at Keenan Blogger. So spelled like his last name, but Blogger.
And just spelled like Blogger.
Spelled like Blogger.
Yeah, spelled like his last name.
He really makes it easy for you to follow him.
Oh, sure.
Great. So let's just go for it. What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking? Now is the time for the special drinking game.
Yay!
Oh.
So are we all drinking almost the same thing?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
We all have Moscow Mules.
Ish.
Mine is with tequila, and everyone else has the standard vodka.
So instead of saying what we're drinking, since it's all the same thing, we get to go around the table and create one rule for the entire podcast, a la Kings. So I'm going to start.
We're creating it for ourselves?
No. This is for everyone to play.
Like a general rule.
A general rule. Mine is.
General rule.
Sorry. And thank you for leading me into my rule.
Really?
Every time Brian makes a pun, we got a drink.
Oh, no. So we're already tanked. You're glad we started now and not before.
Now
that's exactly where I was like, not yet.
It's broad stomach pumped. All right. Perfect. Okay. My rule is...
Or you can give someone else a rule.
I have one. Every time that somebody has to make a new drink, they have to give somebody a shot.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
Great. Mine is going to be anytime anybody mentions Thanksgiving or anything associated with Thanksgiving, you need to say gobble gobble and take a drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So wait for the game's time.
Let's say the word Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The word Thanksgiving, you just say gobble gobble,
gobble
and take
gobble
a drink.
And take a drink.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to up the ante. Anytime anyone says the word Broadway... Take a drink.
Oh, yes.
Guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're trying to
cheers.
Die.
Cheers.
To Thanksgiving and Broadway and fun.
Oh, God.
Oh, so good. So let's start with what have you seen this week?
Sweet.
What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Yeah.
Kev, you want to start?
Sure. This week I had the esteemed pleasure to go and see Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, cool.
It was really, really incredible. The Keene Theater Company put it on. Nick Blamire, CRNA, and George Salazar. And they were incredible. And I've actually never seen the show before. I obviously love the soundtrack and have listened to it. But I didn't really know the show. Mm-hmm. And
was it Dynamite? Drink!
Oh.
I hate you.
If you could see my eye roll through the microphone.
It was really beautiful. And I think there was like a special feeling in the audience.
Uh-huh.
And just to be in the room and like watching somebody whose whole story is about creating something beautiful and fighting to be heard and say something new in a world that doesn't want to hear it. was really, really powerful. And it was just really awesome to be in a room with everybody and see something beautiful and just three people who were really giving it on stage and happy to be doing what they're doing on a night that we were all not really sure was going to happen. So I loved it.
Great. Thumbs up, I assume.
Yes.
Cool.
Two thumbs up. I'm very Thanksgiving that I saw it. Gobble, gobble.
Oh, gobble, gobble.
Oh, gobble, gobble.
Awesome. Andrew, did you see anything recently or?
Yeah, I just saw falsettos.
So did we.
I know. Guys, I've like done my homework. Yeah, I was like, oh, every episode they're talking about falsettos. So like they're basically branded at this point. But, oh my gosh, cried my eyes out.
Right.
So beautiful. Yeah. I was so worried because it was like one of my favorite musicals growing up. And I feel like one of the first musicals that kind of had like a queer reference for me as a kid.
Had you seen it before?
I had never seen a production.
Neither. Yeah.
I was obsessed with that cast recording, and mm-hmm. I was so worried that like it just was not going to live up to my memory of it. Mm-hmm. And I was so wrong. And anyone who is worried about it maybe being dated, I would say that is not the case at all. Yeah. They could have honestly set that first act today, and it would have felt just as resonant.
So Kimberly and I were talking. It's funny that you say that. Mm-hmm. Not funny, but accurate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kimberly and I saw it, and we said to each other that Act 1 resonates more than – thank mm-hmm. God, because Act 2 is outdated in that issue – being a prominent issue. So – Act 1, like, just the idea of, like, how do you normalize a family? How do you raise a family that's not the typical, what's the word?
The new family? Normal, if you will.
Speaking of Andrew Rannell.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Kevin made that pun. No one drinks.
Yes.
But absolutely, like, just that idea of, you know, that, I can't think of the term. What is it? Central household.
Nuclear.
Nuclear family.
Ah, sure.
Oh, okay. Titan, yeah.
Wow. But,
yeah. To quote the show. But it's true. Like, I think people were worried that the second act, because especially people of our generation, thank God, were not affected by the AIDS crisis, it wasn't going to resonate with us. But in that way, we took to heart, at least I did, the first act, like, bringing these people who were so real and who now more than ever we can relate to all sorts of just, like, because that is not a type of family that is hidden anymore. Like, that is something that is very, like, everyone has seen people go through struggles now.
Sure.
And so I think we were all just connecting to them as people. And so then in the second act, especially people from our generation are just like, oh, wait, that's what this is about? And then, like, I personally was just like, how did people get through that? Like, all, like, thinking about my friends now, just like, oh, good Lord. And so then I cried, I think, consistently for 45 minutes. It was insane.
Let's go with what's your favorite part of the show? Like, what was your favorite moment in that production?
Oh, man.
Or song or whatever it may be.
You know what? Honestly,
what was your parenthood moment?
Oh, man. I went to the opening and I got to sit.
Oh, you did? Cool.
Yeah, I got to sit in the row behind all of the original cast. It was a double show going on because I was like watching Barbara Walsh watch like Stephanie Block and watching like Chip Zine being like cracking up at little things.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, honestly, it was so tremendous. And especially knowing how integral the original cast was to the development of that and how groundbreaking that show was at the time. It felt a little bit beyond. I was such a mess. Like in the first act even, which is like not the place that I thought I was going to be really moved.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. Act one was like, it's all exposition, but it really gets to you.
Because we were saying that at intermission. We were like, oh, I thought I was going to cry the whole time, and I haven't yet. But to that same point, especially we were sitting in the front row because we had lottery tickets. Like, we were just so invested in these people on stage because they were right in front of us.
And no one was like, lying. Like, sometimes when you sit that close, you can see, like, where people are turning it on.
No tricks there.
They're there in the moment interacting
no
with
matter
each other.
Where they were on stage, like, it was crazy.
You gotta love that.
Yeah. But is my favorite moment a spoiler? The chess piece at the end?
Spoiler alert. I mean,
I was just like, I thought I was done, and now it's continuing, and now I'm in the front row. God.
Also, that little boy undercover was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
Just really holding his own.
Oh, my God. Just him holding a baseball bat. I think I could watch hours of him trying to figure
out. Or him awkward dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
I'd go to his bar mitzvah any day.
Sure. That was my favorite part. My favorite part was when Marvin's looking him in the eyes in the hospital room, like mm-hmm. when they're doing the bar mitzvah, spoiler alert, and when he looks into his eyes, he's like, all of my hopes and dreams are inside of you. And then the Trina character just starts to like cry in the background, and I lost it.
Oof.
That was like, that really got me.
It's the goods, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we need to take a moment and truly talk about the magnificence that was the Stephanie Jake Block
breaking down
what
number. What on earth?
Yeah. Especially sitting come that close, on. I was like, that knife could come flying out of her hands and into my heart, and I'd love every minute.
She like, actually was slaying you, and you were okay with it.
Oh my God, Kevin with the puns!
Oh, we don't have to drink for yours!
I'll drink for
you. I'm going to drink.
Mazel tov.
Oh, yeah, completely. She was just
I sat with mouth agape, like, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I was also just like, you're going to cut a finger off. You're going to cut a finger off.
And I kind of thought I knew what she could do, which is, one of my favorite things is seeing an actor who you go in with total, like, preconceived notions of what their ability is and to have them just blow you out of the seat.
Mm-hmm. And in that same way, then Andrew Rannells, his song in the hospital room.
Man, oh man, that boy.
I was like, wait, you were in Book of Mormon. Like,
also, his thighs looking really on display and muscular.
Also, sitting beneath him, those cheekbones.
But to that point, they utilized his body well in terms of how they costumed him when he was healthy mm-hmm. and how they costumed him when he was losing weight.
Oh,
was
yeah.
incredibly effective. It was.
He ran out in those big shorts, and I was like,
oh no.
It's not good.
No, because I had never listened to the cast album, knew nothing. Yeah. I knew a bunch of girls who sang Holding to the Ground in college.
Of course. We all knew that girl.
Yeah. I was one of them.
Or in every
and you were amazing.
So was
yeah.
And every baritone book or high baritone book had the proposal song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Those are like the two. Oh. Yeah, so we're giving a thumbs up to false
I think
to all of
just
those
everyone
things.
Needs to see it.
When is it closed? Do we know that?
January?
Is that... What yeah, is?
I think so.
Great. So let's ask some questions.
Great.
Questions.
Oh, is that a new one?
Let's yeah, one,
two,
song.
Three. Questions.
Ooh, so dissonant.
Because okay. We just don't know what's going to happen.
That's my sexy cold voice, everyone.
We're all like coughing in here.
I'm like a basso profundo.
So, Andrew, what's your favorite musical?
Oh, man. I knew this question was coming. You know what? I think... The musical that I could just listen to always is Carolina Change. Like, that'll be my road trip.
I love
cast album.
Show.
What a good
That's
one.
That's always when I'm doing a road trip with someone, I'm like, okay, so I don't know how good of friends we are, but how would you feel to listening to the entire Carolina Change all the way through? And if they say yes, I know that it's going to be a good road trip.
And we're going to listen to Lot's Wife twice.
Twice, yes. Yeah, yeah. And I hit the bus a few times because it's so short.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We haven't actually talked about...
It's a great show.
I know. It's so, like, recent that that's crazy to say that that's my favorite. But, like, also Sunday in the Park and, like, all the other good ones. But
That was Tony Kushner?
Yeah, and Jeanine Tosori.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Such a good show.
What is your favorite experience seeing a show? Not the first mm-hmm. show, not your favorite show, but, what like, that truly affected you.
Yeah. I mean, this seems sort of biased because my sister was in it, but... when I saw Glass Menagerie at ART for the first time, uh-huh. this most recent revival,
yeah.
I was so just blown away with the artistry and the specificity of direction, and then just those four leads' performances. And I came down to her dressing room afterwards and just saw her and, like, broke down, started crying, and, like, could not. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom because this is really embarrassing. that was like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen on a stage, I think.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, me too.
I got into college doing Jim's monologue.
Oh, betcha did.
Sorry, I'm picturing it.
That was great.
I was picturing like 18-year-old Brian like dealing with his emotions.
Yeah, and then I was so nervous. Here's a good anecdote. I was so nervous. When I was done with everything, because you did your songs in a different room than you did your monologue. So you did your songs in front of the acting professors, and you did the songs in front of the musical theater professors. So I did my monologue. I did two monologues. I finished them. And then it's funny to think about it. I took the chair, and I was like, do you want me to strike this? Do you want me to strike this? Like, I know, Corky, I've done this before.
Oh, my God.
And they cracked I was so nervous that I had to quote Waiting for Guffman, and they cracked up. And I am 90% positive that that is the reason why I was accepted, because they remembered me, because I was just...
Was that your Ithaca audition?
That was my Ithaca audition, yeah.
That's done.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To college.
To college.
And you're a Michigan boy, yeah?
I am indeed, yeah.
Do you have a funny audition story?
Oh, I have a... Yeah, I have a kind of nightmare audition story.
Awesome.
I auditioned at a school that shall not be named. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's one of the harder ones to get into.
So Voldemort University.
Yes. Voldemort Tech. And I did my audition, and the department chair at the end of my audition looks me in the face and goes, "So why do you want to go to the school?" And me being like, I'm quirky and like sort of neurotic, I was like, well, everyone needs a safety school.
As
a complete joke.
Yeah.
And he was stone faced. And I was like, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's impossible to get in here, and still like dead faced. And needless to say, I did not get into that school. And it has haunted me forever. And then I found out when I was doing Newsies, mm-hmm. one of the cast members went to that school. And he was like, wait, you know that you're like lore at our school? Because the monitor at the audition watched it happen and then came and told everyone in the department. And it was like right during their board. So like everyone was so like stressed out.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, that kid's amazing. And so I have been able to not feel as terrible about
that's
that.
Awesome.
You brought
that's
joy incredible. To kids prepping for finals.
I guess. Yeah. Jeez.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michigan was the only school that I got into, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I auditioned a bunch. Nowhere mm-hmm. else let me in.
Interesting. Yeah. All you need is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at you now on a podcast on a Thursday night. But actually, that leads me to my next question. So you were in the original cast of Newsies,
mm-hmm.
you know, paper mill to Broadway, drink. Cheers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Cheers. Broadway. How has that not been said before?
I know. I've been listening for it, but no one said it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we actually say that word a lot.
No.
What word?
We'll find out now.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Broadway?
Oh.
God.
I've kind of never seen anything like it before in terms of the fan response to it. Can you speak a little bit about kind of what that show meant to you as an individual, probably growing up with that movie? And, or maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. And then, kind of that fan response and how it mm-hmm. still kind of resonates throughout your personal life and career.
Yeah. Well, I think Newsies, it had such an impact on people in my generation. I think because it was one of the first times that I saw boys dancing and doing musical theater and it being like a masculine, cool thing that no one was judging. And I think Disney underestimated that impact on 90s kids.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of like the fan following, I thought it was so special. I've been in shows where there have been stars and you go out of the stage door and you just walk right by the autograph line because they're waiting for like one person.
Mm-hmm.
And Newsies was the first time that you would see people waiting there to like get their favorite Newsie to sign their program, who might be like a swing or like someone in the ensemble.
Yeah.
And it totally divorced the whole like kind of star mentality. And everyone just got to be a big part of it.
And do you think that's why you had a lot of stage door presence at something like Tuck?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was weird because I tried to sort of prepare people, like, just so you know, like, the fans are very rabid, so mm-hmm. get ready. And yeah. I think everyone was like, okay, whatever.
Well, Kimberly,
it's a similar demographic, too.
Yeah,
those
oh,
two
totally.
Shows.
And sure enough, those Newsy fans turned out. They were the people who would see the show like 8 times.
Yeah,
we saw it, what, the week before
three
it closed?
Nights right before it closed. Mm-hmm.
Like, right as it, because what did you guys have? A week notice?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So they gave the notice, and Kimmy and I were, and like, we were let's like, just do today ticks.
Yeah, totally.
And we got the ticks, and we've
talked
about
it. We were
there
the night they filmed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Good.
We made the comment on the show before, but we'll make it again. It's a shame that it closed so early. We really enjoyed it, and that, I don't remember the last time I saw a book called a ballet
mm-hmm.
that effective.
Yeah. I mean, it was really stunning. It's one of Casey Nicholaw, it's one of the first things that he choreographed right when he was becoming a choreographer director. He did this big showcase.
Mm-hmm.
He was just an ensemble actor before, and he staged something similar to the ballet at the end of Tuck Everlasting. And it's sort of been like one of his life's work that mm-hmm. he's been sort of working on. And to get a chance to do that.
And what a cast you guys had.
Oh, man, it was the greatest. And it was one of those cool things where, like, again, we didn't really have a star. Like, obviously, Terrence Mann and Carolee Carmel are stars to me. But
in the world of people who listen to the show, it's not like
yeah. Eric McCormick. I don't know why I said that.
Wow. Yeah, it was no Eric McCormick.
It was absolutely. Sure.
I thought of music. I thought of
somewhere Eric McCormick's manager's like, they're talking about you somewhere, kid. Yeah.
But what was it like growing up? Or I don't know mm-hmm. if you grew up with or now it is a theater-centric family, let's say.
Sure.
So, like, did you come to New York a lot and see Broadway shows? Like, how was kind of that infused into your upbringing?
Yeah, well, you know, my oldest sister, Celia, she's a little bit older than me, and I just grew up always watching her perform, and I honestly think if she were interested in something else, I would probably be doing that now, too. Uh-huh. It was one of those things where it was easier for carpooling if we all were in a show together.
Yeah.
And
Andrew, you can't play soccer.
No,
because
truly.
We need to go to the theater now.
It's true. So I'm
like
really good.
Actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what all moms sound like when Brian talks like that.
Even for Michigan. yeah, no, but I think I was lucky to have a sister who I really looked up to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I would come to New York. I think the first time I came to New York was like on a whim to audition for a show. And
was that your first Broadway show that you saw? That
it was,
trip?
Yeah.
What was it?
Which was Les Miserables.
Which version?
The original.
The first one.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. That
yeah,
makes
he
sense.
Was 12 in 2006.
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah. Really.
I mean, he was 12 in 2006. Yeah.
So let's get some Thanksgiving questions, gobble gobble.
Oh, man. Oh,
and cheers.
And drink.
What is your favorite Kenan Bolger Thanksgiving tradition? And do you go home?
Oh, I don't actually.
Mm. Have you ever had time?
Do they come here?
No, I usually do like a sibling Thanksgiving.
Okay.
All three of my siblings, we all live in New York. Okay. So all three, there's three of us. I don't have three additional. There is not like some secret Kenan Bolger you've never heard of. But
we've unlocked a new character.
Oh my god, there's a new show.
Anastasia
the other
Kenan Bolger.
Yeah.
Yes, but what's your favorite tradition?
Tradition?
Is there a dish you have to have?
I mean, like, mashed potatoes? I don't know. I'm so boring. I don't know what our traditions are. You know what? It's like all hands on deck with the cooking aspect of it, which I really love.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Not Cooper really. Tradition?
Wine.
Great.
Yeah, it's heavy drinking. That's a...
I can tell the Crab Rangoon story.
Sure.
That is a Schmidt tradition, which is the family I am marrying into.
Ooh.
Sure.
In which... One year, they all got into the kitchen for appetizers,
mm-hmm.
and Anne Schmidt had laid out some frozen crab rangoon just on a whim. She bought that in, like, the pack of frozen appetizers, and all three of her children went, crab rangoon? Oh. And they're like, these are really good, Mom. This is a tradition now. You must always have crab rangoon. And so now at Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think, there's crab rangoon. So then when Jay came to my Thanksgiving for the first time, my mom texted me. She's like, is there a dish we could make Jay to make him feel more welcome?
Oh, my God. Go to Costco.
I texted back. I was like, he says crab rangoon? And then I forced him to tell me the whole story. And then my mother, Jem that she is, went and got crab rangoon and was just like, here you go.
Oh, what a love.
That's amazing.
Aww.
Kevin,
see, that's crazy because, like, the Jaeger family is, like, scheduled tradition by, like, time of day, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So we all wake up to make sure we're up before the parade starts. My older sister, who got married and moved out first, has to come over before the parade arrives with 24 donuts. My dad will have already started making coffee, and everyone sits and watches the parade and stares at me during the Broadway performances to ask what I think.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as that one's
Broadway,
over,
cheers.
Oh, right.
Cheers.
And Kimberly, on that note, can you pass me some more ingredients? And that means I get to give out a shot.
You do.
It does.
And it's gonna be
it's
Kevin.
Getting real.
Of course it is. I knew that was going to happen. So basically we do that. We have donuts and watch the parade. And then as soon as the parade is over, my siblings and I go play tennis.
Okay.
I live in Florida, so this is the thing you can do at Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and then we have Thanksgiving, we sit down, and we actually have to do the what are you thankful for before anyone's allowed to eat.
Oh,
so
man.
So you have to dish out your plate and then do your what are you thankful for is staring at your food.
That's funny.
And then
you have to stare at your food, not at your family.
Yeah, and then after that, you watch the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's a good one. Good.
We're a very regimented family.
Yeah, that's good.
Is like...
All right, Kevin, you ready for your shot?
Yes.
One, two, three. So my Thanksgiving church is the Plofsky House. Mm-hmm. There's nothing kind of that stands out. We always watch football. We have pickles at the table.
Sure.
We have pickles at every, doesn't matter what it is. It could be like a birthday party. The pickles on the table.
Is it like Vlasic or is it like you make pickles?
No, we don't make pickles.
No, you go get the good pickles.
Yeah.
Like from the barrel in the grocery store.
That or the Tempty with the red top. Yeah, I mean, we watch football. Someone goes to the parade. My mom every year says, let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for. But you can't say family and friends because that's the easy answer.
Sure.
So, like, you need to do something more specific than that.
We've never done that tradition because my Thanksgiving always has, like, upwards of 40 people.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, like, it would be the entire day.
Yeah.
Now I feel so bad. Like, the KB Thanksgiving was so boring. What if I was like, guys, well, we're actually, we practice Wicca, so we make the turkey, then we, like, bite the heads off of bats, and we string together kitten teeth into a necklace. Yeah. And say what we're thankful
for. So that's what you'll do this year.
KB Thanksgiving, yeah.
Season 6 of American Horror Story. It's your life.
So here's the thing. What's your favorite food item on Thanksgiving? Mm.
Cheesy mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Stuffing. Stuffing all the stovetop stuffing.
From the bird.
Delicious.
I don't care if you make it fresh and bold.
Oh, I said Thanksgiving. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
I'm over here.
Ooh. I mean, mashed potatoes for me.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
They're just so good.
I gotta go pickles.
Mary mashed them.
I gotta go pickles.
Gotta go classic. Pickles.
Yeah. We are all going to the...
A wedding?
We're going...
Come March.
True. In December 12th, Monday, December 12th, if you haven't got your tickets, go see your tickets. We're going to see the Bright Star concert.
Oh, I need to go do that because I didn't get to see Bright Star.
It's wonderful, and we're super happy they're doing that. So if you haven't gotten tickets, I don't know if it's sold out. If you haven't gotten tickets, get tickets. It's the cast. It's Steve Martin. It's Edie Brickell. It's at Town Hall.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Let's play some games.
Yes.
Speaking of Thanksgiving.
Oh, cheers!
Oh, drink. Oh, good.
Sorry, guys. Get used to drinking, because here come my games. How the quizzes work is I'll give each of you a question.
Yeah.
With three choices.
Mm.
And just keep track of your own scores. There's a tiebreaker. There are two rounds of questions.
Oh.
Who would like to go first?
Me.
Wow.
Ooh.
Kevin really wants this.
Kevin.
Yes.
In the 2002 Thanksgiving episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, cheers. Yep. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never seen that show.
Sorry. You're going to have to do it again. Lorelai and Rory scramble to attend 4 Thanksgiving dinners.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Including one that has Suki lamenting Jackson deep frying her beautiful turkey for which she had other plans. What does she drink to cope with the deep frying?
Who's Suki?
Melissa McCarthy's character, Suki.
Oh, I've never seen that show.
It is on Netflix. Oh, and on Friday, the new ones are coming out.
This weekend, the new episodes come out.
My mom's birthday, and I'm watching it with her the whole
time. And my mom and sister have a plan. Oh, I guess that's their tradition this year. They're sitting down, drinking wine, and watching all the episodes. Sorry.
I'm so excited. Like, I can't. Okay.
Okay, so what
did
Suki
she
drink?
What did Suki drink? Did she drink the Pinot Noir she picked out to pair with her turkey recipe?
Okay.
Tequila shots chased with deep fried salt.
Okay.
Or frozen margaritas?
The second one.
Tequila shots chased with deep fried salt. She did drink frozen margaritas, though she makes a joke about Jackson trying to deep fry salt.
Oh. So do I win?
No.
No. Oh, okay. That was, you didn't get that right. Brian.
There are worse names.
In the Thanksgiving episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Rebecca weasels her way into Thanksgiving with a chance in an attempt to lure Josh away from Valencia because, as she says, I give good parent. How does she say she usually spends Thanksgiving with her mother?
Oh, I wish I have. I've watched this like a year ago.
Does she usually go to three different Thanksgiving dinners of relatives her mother hates? Drink spiced cider and judge Broadway performances on the Macy's Parade? Or roll craisins up into pieces of turkey and watch the dog show?
I don't remember this answer, but I'm going to go with C.
You are correct. Rolling up craisins and pieces of turkey.
Rolling with the craisins.
All right.
That was a good one, Kev.
You're welcome.
TV dinners have Thanksgiving to thank. In 1953...
Can we just all finish our drink after the quiz is over?
Yep, you're done. In 1953, someone at Swanson misjudged the number of frozen turkeys it would sell that Thanksgiving. Mm. And so someone decided, why not slice the meat up and repackage that with trimmings on the sides? And that became the first frozen dinner.
Wait, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
How much extra turkey did Swanson order that year that caused them to repackage it?
Oh, I know this. I don't need the...
Did they order 50,000 birds? Oh, more. Sorry. So how much extra turkey
extra,
did Swanson order?
Gotcha.
50,000 birds, 650 pounds, or 26 tons?
Those are all different measurements.
My head hurts.
I know. That's why I did it.
I can't wait to speak, and that's all the same amount. You're wrong.
No, but I should have done that.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with A.
50,000 birds?
Yeah.
It was 26 tons.
Jesus.
26 tons of too much turkey.
Someone got fired.
Someone got fired. All right, Kevin.
That's intense.
Turkey lurkey time.
Oh, I wish I got this question.
Okay. Yeah.
Though usually equated with Thanksgiving in my brain, because you know turkey, takes place at an office Christmas party, which is led by three secretaries who were the original dancers. Was it Kelly Bishop, Bjork Lee, and Donna McKechnie? Was it Margot Sappington, Bjork Lee, and Donna McKechnie? Or was it Betty Buckley, Jill O'Hara, and Donna McKechnie?
It was not Betty. It was not C. I know that.
Promises, promises, Kevin.
B.
You are correct. Margot Sappington, Bjork Lee, and Donna McKechnie.
Good one, Kev.
I knew Betty Buckley was not in that.
I really imagine
I was.
I know, right?
She took over. She did the Jill O'Hara role in London. Mm. Oh. So technically, all of these people were in Promises, Promises.
I just met in the YouTube video I've seen.
She wasn't in the version in Camp, the film.
I was trying to find a question about like the Camp performing, and there was no good trivia there. All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick during the Ladies Through Lunch.
So good. Oh, I love that movie. Okay, Brian. Yeah. The Rockettes have been the last pre-parade performance every year beginning in which year? 1942, 1927, or 1957?
We go with 57.
57 is correct.
Oh, wow.
Well done. Are you two for two?
I'm two for two.
Yes. Damn. All right, Andrew. Broadway musicals began performing in the Macy's Day Parade in 1980 with what show?
Whoa.
Ooh.
The Pirates of Penzance, West Side Story, or Barnum?
I mean, if it was 80, Barnum?
The Pirates of Penzance.
What?
That was the first.
I don't know. That's what Wikipedia says.
So it has to be true.
Prove me wrong.
Cool.
Wow. Pirates of Penzance.
All right.
So, Brian, do you win?
I got two. I'm two for two.
Get it.
You do. Do you want to just do the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
See if you know it.
Mm-hmm.
What year was the first Thanksgiving?
When the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock?
Yeah, that first one.
So if America was 1776 and then Columbus landed here in 1492, I'm going to go with 1525.
1621.
Yeah.
You're like a century away.
But still, you won the quiz. Would you like a red hat or a green hat?
She brought you a hat.
A hat?
A hat.
Are those, what are those from?
These are from Othello the Remix.
I want the green one.
Okay. Iago?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, you're Iago.
Before the next quiz, let's ask another question to our guest.
Sure.
So submissions only.
Mm.
Sorry, I love Submissions Only.
Aw, thanks.
I watched it all.
Thank you.
And every once in a while, I just like check back to see if there's more.
I guess the two questions I have are, where did it come from? Where did the idea spring from?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you actualize it? And is there any chance we're going to see more of that?
Oh, man. Well, it came into fruition. Kate Weatherhead and I, we were down in Dallas working on a version of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. And we were both headed back to New York, and we were both about to be unemployed, which is a great time to be creative. And randomly, her husband suggested that we do a web series together. And honestly, it was born out of scalability. We were like, what could we... We have no money and, like, no real knowledge of filmmaking. So what could we make? Obviously, it's not going to be, like, a hospital drama web series because we don't know that. But we did know that we have, like, actor friends and we could rent out studio space at, like, Ripley Greer. So that felt like it was something we actually could do. And we shot one episode and people sort of liked it. So we shot another one, and then before we knew it, we had a season. Cool. And then in terms of will it happen again, I mean, I hope so.
Awesome. New game?
Again, just drink at the end of this game.
Okay.
Oh, let's finish our drinks from the first game.
Oh, right, right.
Cheers.
Or... Oh, right.
I'm, like, really losing this.
I think your cup is bigger.
It's okay. You're a sipper.
No, yours is a bigger cup because it's from a...
It's a Magic Bullet cup.
It's a Magic Bullet, so it has more volume.
I know. I don't have a show cup, which is sort of sad.
It's okay.
Okay, so this is a true or false of Thanksgiving facts.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'm going to read a fact, and then you just tell me if it is true or false. Whoever gets it right gets a point.
Okay.
Et cetera. I have
so 10. Do we just scream it out?
Yes. Are you guys ready for some facts?
Yes. Yeah.
Only male turkeys called toms gobble. Females called hens cackle.
True.
That is correct.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So should we keep...
Yeah, keep your own score. I don't keep score. Black Friday is the busiest day of the year for plumbers.
False.
True.
True.
Wow.
And they had a bunch of people over and like everyone had to go.
That's gross.
That's weird.
Get those candles burning.
Texas consumes the most turkeys on Thanksgiving Day.
False.
Falsettos.
If it's false, he gets it.
He gets it for the falsettos.
And
if
sorry,
it's true,
that is...
He gets it for falsettos.
False. You are correct.
You guys
it
get
is
that
California.
One.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Turkeys have heart attacks. When the Air Force was conducting test runs, breaking the sound barrier, fields of turkeys would just drop dead.
I mean, that has to be true. That's so specific, if not.
It's true.
What a twisted mind you have.
So Andrew's at two.
I don't know. I'm making stop all the time.
Andrew's at two. I'm at one. Kevin's
I'm
at
one.
Great. A spooked turkey can run up to speeds at 20 miles an hour.
False.
They can also burst into flight at 50 miles an hour.
False.
Kevin heard that number.
Well, I'll say true, because...
It's true!
Oh, you guys! I'm going for that snapback hat. I want it bad.
No one listened to that This American Life where the turkey chased the woman around Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, I did listen to that. Yeah, that one was crazy.
I love...
So, in 1961, there was an outbreak of rabies among turkey farms on the East Coast, causing families to eat ducks and chickens instead.
True.
False.
Oh!
Ah, see, I can make twisted stuff up. the first president to pardon a turkey was FDR.
True.
False. It was Truman.
Oh! We're getting housed.
President Obama pardoned a 45-pound turkey named Courage.
Sorry. I was at a...
False.
True.
Who was flown to Disneyland and served as Grand Marshal in the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's true. Who said true first?
I said true
first. I did.
Great. What did you want to say, Brian?
I was going to make a joke, something like a pun about Truman.
Truman.
Truman or falsettos, you guys.
You must now say Truman or falsettos for the next five questions.
Awesome.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in 1924 with 400 employees marching from Convent to 145th Street.
Truman.
False.
Settos.
No large balloons were at this parade as it featured only live animals from the Central Park Zoo. Oh,
truth. Settos.
Totally
true,
Truman. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's
That's
Truman.
So good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was true.
Is Andrew kicking our ass right now?
Yeah.
Last question.
We can't win, so he
Andrew
wins.
Jackson named Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1832.
False. I would say definitely falsettos. That guy hated Indians.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is true. It is falsettos. It was Lincoln in 1863.
Oh, you were saying it was true that it was falsettos?
Yes, because that was false.
Right.
You guys, I'm gonna wear it right now.
He's gonna wear his.
Oh wait, I have headphones on. It looks crazy.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
Brills.
That was a fun game.
So good.
Thank you.
A couple more questions before we play our last game. More questions.
More questions.
Yeah, I'm feeling no pain at this point, you guys.
What's your favorite thing to do in New York City besides theater related?
Oh, okay. You know what? I feel like the city is so massive that whenever I can, I try to live my, like, time out New York realness, truth.
Yeah.
And just go explore a new neighborhood because it's truly never-ending. Every time I see something new in New York, it's really mind-blowing that I get to live in the city and see all of this crazy diversity and, like, incredible culture just right outside my doorstep.
Very cool.
And then I guess what's the best advice you've ever gotten and the worst advice you've ever gotten?
You know, I think going to Michigan was amazing for a number of reasons, but I think most of all, their department really tries to guide you on a path that does not just include musical theater. They're all about the whole college experience and to really not get super myopic about just the business of theater. So I took so many different classes that had nothing to do with what I was studying. And like, I mean, I took all of these creative writing classes and my best friend at school was Benj Pasek and Jake Wilson, who are both now big time like writers in like TV and on Broadway. And we took all these like writing classes that we were like, this probably won't end up being anything, but we have this like little itch that we want to scratch. And I think that expanding your world just beyond musical theater, especially when you're at that age, is so great. And it takes a little bit of the pressure off whenever you're auditioning because you know that there's something else really cool that you can do. And you will never believe the ways that sort of those outside influences influence the way that you approach acting. Mm-hmm. Worst advice?
Yeah. Like, change your nose, boy.
Yeah, I feel like someone convinced me to get highlights before I took my first set of headshots. That was a mistake. It was not great. It was like a lot of frosting.
Do you still have those?
Oh, I've got a whole box of them because I was like, I'm going to go through these puppies. Like, look out, world.
It's always the worst picture you take that you order like 500 of them, and then you're like, what am I going to...
Guys, I realize I'm wearing the sweater that I have on my headshots. It's not great.
I'm throwing this to Kevin. Kevin, last second. You got a question for Andrew?
Sure. What was it like being unlooking?
Actually, it was really, really, really cool, especially because I was early on in the season, right when they didn't really know what the show was going to be. And it was in a super small set. It was like shooting an indie film. I think there were only like 3 or 4 people in the room, and luckily I knew John Groff from before, and so as soon as I got into town, he like took me out with all the boys, and we had like a fun San Francisco evening before I like got on screen, so it was really fun.
Okay. This game is a bit of a surprise.
Okay.
Okay.
I have put a number of slips of paper in the middle of the room. I'm handing Andrew a Lights of Broadway show card.
Ooh, a fresh pack. You can hear it.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. He's going to look through his pack and hand each of us one card. You keep two. Okay, now everyone, pick a piece of paper from the middle.
What?
It's our card.
Wait, you found it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's in the release. It's right there.
Wait, you guys have a card? Creepod?
Wait, this is live.
That's us.
Wait, show me now. It wasn't in the release.
Okay,
I'm
gonna say this
ago.
Really fast. It's just because somebody tweeted at us like a message and was like, "I'm a massive fan of the show. How can I get one of your cards? I just saw it on this press release and sent this message." And I just flipped through and saw our card and we're like,
"You guys, that's so cool." Just think back to your like 13-year-old self.
I know.
You would be freaking out.
I called That's my dad amazing. When we found out, and I was like, "Dad, it's like I'm a sports card."
Oh my gosh.
He's God. Like, only different.
Except not like
I'm
that.
I'm not a trading card, Dad. Anyway. We each have a Lights of Broadway show card.
That was real reactions to seeing our card for the first time. And it's.
He made my hair so red.
And I just want to say that thank you, Squigs and Lights of Broadway. That's so...
such an honor. Thank you so much.
That's so...
You can Carmen.
I'm going to Carmen my face off. That's so fucking cool.
That's really fucking cool.
All right, everyone. Pick a slip of paper from the middle of the table. I will take one, too. Andrew, you get two because you have two cards left.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh. Okay.
Now, if you look at what is on your slip of paper, I want you to give me a piece of a meal that one might call a Thanksgiving meal based on the card you've been given. Describe your dish.
This is so good.
And how it relates to the card you've drawn. We have an appetizer, a first course, an entree, a dessert, and a specialty cocktail. Okay, so who has appetizer? And you go first.
I do.
Okay.
So I just make up a meal based on what I have the card-wise?
Like an appetizer dish.
Okay, perfect. So I have appetizer, and my card is, my Let's Broadway show card is Sideshow.
Ooh.
And so I'm going to make the We Share Everything platter.
Which oh, Kevin!
Adorbs.
Which is going to just be like a little collection of like turkey rolled mac and cheese balls and all that kind of good stuff. But there's two of each, and it's on a big plate so that we share everything.
Aww.
Okay, I have the first course.
Okay.
And I have Roger Bart.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, as the back of the card is reminding me, he was in Desperate Housewives. So I'm going to give you a housewife first course. I'm going to give you a very traditional Caesar salad made with fresh eggs and anchovies. And I'm going to pair it with a delicious Sauvignon Blanc.
Ah, sounds delicious.
I love you, Rex, having a block. Yes.
Anyone have an entree?
I do have an entree. Okay, so I have Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella. I'm going to give you a spaghetti and the prince is giving a meatballs.
That's amazing.
My turn?
Oh, yes. Dessert, please.
Dessert. So I have Raul Esparza. I'm going to take a leap of faith. This might be a little taboo.
Okay.
Everyone just waterfall your drinks right now.
And like I'm going to do this quick, like bang, bang of the chitty chitty kind. But like, I'm going to do.
He was brilliant.
I'm going to do a pineapple tart. Cabaret style. Mm-hmm. A pineapple.
What? Oh, he was.
A pineapple. I actually saw him in that production. But I'm going to top that pineapple tart with a Rocky Horror Road. Ice cream.
Oh, that was cute.
Not just
interesting
casual
flavors.
So what's our menu?
Pineapple and Rocky Road.
And now we need our specialty cocktail.
Oh, specialty cocktail. Okay. So I'm going to do, it's a Bacardi with a splash of Sprite, and it's called In the Rum Where It Happened for Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes. Kevin Verham, give me a ticket.
We have fans who do it for you. I do it for you.
Yeah.
My mother does it for
There's
you.
There's a girl that DM'd me to tell me that she joins the lottery every day to take me to the show. And I'm like, that's sweet.
So we always end with a quote. I guess
say,
that's
I think there's a quote coming.
We're going to end with a quote. You ready, Andrew?
Yeah.
Great. A million lights are dancing. And there you are. A shooting star. An everlasting world. And you're here with me eternally. Xanadu.
What?
I was like, I don't know that.
That's Xanadu.
I'm kind of embarrassed that the TK boys at the table did not pick up on Xanadu right away.
No, I
did. You guys see?
Did you take away my Lights of Broadway card?
Did you guys see Xanadu?
I did, yeah.
I did too.
I saw that on stage.
Did not.
And, ooh,
me too.
It was funny. Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of our episode.
Yeah.
And before our Zootuop bum.
Oh.
So I just wanted to remind us all to remember to take a moment on Thanksgiving to absorb your family, your friends, and the community that you've chosen to build around you. At the dinner table or sitting... Pun's coming up, so drink. So at the dinner table or sitting next to them watching football or the parade or listening to Pass the Football or talking to how you want a parade revival, just take a second to remember how lucky you are. But seriously, to have people around you, to have art around you, because art is the game changer. So I just want you to take a minute this Thanksgiving to... look in your mom's eyes, look in your dad's eyes, look in your best friend's eyes, text your best friend, sit at the table, sit at the couch, look at your uncle, look at your aunt, look at your sister, look at your brother, look at the next door neighbor, and just be like, thanks for making me who I am.
because we're all going to really have to rely on each other for a long time.
And I just feel like as artists, it's our responsibility right now to create art that tells the story of the underrepresented, stories of people of color, of women, of gay people.
We love you.
We do.
We love
you. Absolutely.
So from our Broadwasted family to your family and friends, we want to give you a big end of magic changes.
Booyah.
Zootuwa-bop. Thank you so much. You'll listen to us next week. We're going to have an awesome show for you. He said not knowing what next week's show was.
we love you all.
Happy Thanksgiving. Cheers. We said Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
Cheers.
If you say Zootuwa-bop with your family and you tweet it to us, you win. You win. I don't know what you win, I'll give you a prize.
All listeners, if you take a video and share it with us on Instagram or Facebook of you and your family cheersing to Zootuwa-bop, we have awesome prizes for you. Kimberly always has awesome prizes in her.
I got stuff.
Yeah. Just do it.
I actually have one really good one, so.
Well.
They'll get that one.
We love you all. Oh, before I forget, sorry. Everybody watch the Transliteracy Project.
Oh, yes. This is a web series that I created with my sister's theater company called Honest Accomplice Theater. It is a web series that is telling the stories of trans people, and it's really important and a great way, especially in the current climate, to make sure that minority voices have a place at the table. Transliteracy Project, check it out.
We will.
So, recap. See Falsettos. Love your family, Transliteracy Project, Tick Tick Boom, Alcohol.
AKB.
AKB, the alcohol. Tuck Recording, Bright Star, Kevin. Great.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Oh, God. I love everyone.
You can get your own broad-waisted Lights of Broadway card.
Woo!
Yes.
Props to the press. Thanks, Squigs.
Broad-waisted now has their own.
Woo-hoo.
But if you are a light catcher out there, you will not find it in a pack of cards. You have to contact us directly to get one. So go to our website, broadwasted.com, the contact page.
And we'll have all the information so that you can get your own broad-waisted Lights of Broadway card.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.